This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To a Monday morning edition of the What's On Your Mind program. Steve Hallstrom filling in today for Scott Hennon. Scotty is out canvassing Europe, going through the fjords of Norway with many folks who typically would be listening to the show about this time as well. So Scott, not the only member of the chorus who is out doing other things other than doing what he normally does. Todd Mitchell, my co-host with me this morning. Good morning, Mr. Mitchell. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
Doing fantastic, thank you.
I think you and I need to be doing the Norway thing next time here. And Scott needs to work for a couple of weeks here.
Although maybe we should do like the Hawaii trip in February. I think that might be the way to
go. Okay, I like that idea.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's do a February trip in Hawaii, and then Scott gets to work for a couple of weeks.
Done deal, my man.
He's the guy who goes, you know, going around to Yale and all this other touristy stuff that he gets to do. And, well, you and I have to do all the work behind the scenes.
Do all the work, exactly.
You and I and Rev all need to go on this trip, and then Scott needs to just run the show by himself.
Manny can come along, too. We'll have
Manny,
a grand old time.
Manny. Yeah, come on, man.
I'm down with
come
that.
With her. Okay,
we'll
good.
Grab,
let's do it.
We'll grab Scott's credit card. I think he's got a $100,000 limit. So, you know, the high roller. You know how he gets it done.
I'm surprised he even has to use a credit card. They don't just, you know, it's like the President of the United States. You don't swipe plastic. You just show up and, oh, it's you. Go ahead. Come on in, you know.
Yeah, I think there's places where he pays a little less, and then there's places where they probably charge him double. Oh, there's Scott Hennon. Get him. Let's get him. He's good for it. So I want to know, everybody, what was your favorite memory of...
Bill.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Just be able to walk through and just say, just send Scott the bill, and they'll do it, and then we're good. So
done deal, yeah.
Put it on Scott's tab.
On his tab.
We could use real damage with that, couldn't we?
The long and luxurious tab of Scott Hennon, yes. So, what was everybody's favorite memory of summer? Because apparently we've fast-forwarded into late September here all of a sudden. How about the weekend that we had? My goodness, it was cold and cloudy and gray.
Our 125th anniversary, it was going on. And thankfully, a few of the vendors actually had hot chocolate. I don't think anybody was thinking, you know, on June 24th, we may need to have hot chocolate ready for everybody.
Mm.
But... A record day of sales for hot chocolate. We broke the speed of records. We broke the record low in Bismarck this morning. So
did you really?
So you're not kidding about it's already fall, and we just barely planted crops, and all of a sudden it's fall. What happened here? Where did that global warming go we were promised?
Exactly. Could I have one global warming, please? Yeah.
Yeah, some of us were kind of thinking that wouldn't be a bad idea here.
No kidding. Yeah, it was 42, I think, the low we got in Fargo this morning, and 40 is the record low here. So we got close, but did not quite get there.
No, we got to 41, and yeah, beat records going back to the 18-whatever, like any of us were alive. Back to, like anybody listening to the radio was alive in 1880-whatever. If you were, we want you on the show right away.
Yeah.
1889, that was the record.
1889, that's a long way ago. Hopefully we heat things up in the oil market a little bit. There's a lot of folks that, believe me, I love it when I go to the gas pump, and gas is $1.99 in Fargo right now, so I'm down with that. But crude oil price, the WTI price, up just a hair this morning at 43.17, but we were down in the 42s for a little bit on Friday, and that's there's a happy medium there somewhere, and I think we're a little under the happy medium right now, so... Hopefully there's a little bit of stabilization there. You know, I don't think any of us who have to put gas in our vehicles say, let's go to 90 on oil, but 42 and change is a little bit low. Stock market this morning out to a very good start as well. Dow's up 103, NASDAQ up 19 in early trading, so some good earnings reports going on there. Had the market a little plucky here today. We got a full show here for you today. Excited to have you along for the ride with us. And we want to tell you first, though, that One Call Does It All with Delta Constructors. We'll be naming our Delta Constructors Built Solid Call of the Day. coming up here as we go through the program as well. Delta Constructors giving global solutions for the oil and gas industry. Call Eric today, 406-250-8151, or go online at deltaconstructors.net. Turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate condition modules, modular skids, tank batteries, they do it all. Temporary flaring services as well. One call does it all to Delta Constructors, 406-250-8151. Coming up on the program today, we're going to have Daryl Richeson from the North Dakota Ag Weather Network joining us. And I was doing a story this morning for my morning drive news program in Fargo that I do between 6 and 9, talking about the drought conditions, and looked at that U.S. drought map again, and it's still ugly. And Todd, I know that you all in Bismarck got some rain here, you know, about a week and a half when that series of storms rolled through, but it still sounds like it's bone dry out there.
Pretty much, yeah, we're still, let's see, 3.73 inches of precipitation below normal for the year, and even for the month of June, 1.39. So we are seeing how dry I am all over the area, sadly. Yes.
And May and June are typically the wettest months. This is when we're supposed to be stockpiling the rain for the crops, you know, grazing, uh-huh, and growing, and yards, and all those things, and it just is not happening there. So we'll talk a little bit about that with Daryl. Tim Petrie from North Dakota State University will also be with us. And Tim is an ag economist at NDSU. And we have Tim on every once in a while here on our morning show in the Valley. And I thought he'd be a good guest for today as well. Talk about livestock prices and where are cattle prices at right now. I know a lot of ranchers out in western North Dakota sending their cattle to market early, just saying, hey, let's get something for them while we can. So we're going to talk to Tim about what's happening there. He's always good to talk about pork prices and poultry as well. So we'll kind of get a feel for what things are looking like on the ag prices. And then coming up in the 10 o'clock hour of the program, time for the North Dakota Safety Council's safety talk that we do each month. Dr. Joel Blanchard from Sanford will be with us along with Serena from North Dakota Safety Council. And we're talking about some summertime things that you can do to make sure that you stay safe and sound as you are moving through your summertime activities. So a lot of good things going on there. The question I'd like to throw out for you today, and we've got a little bit of time before we bring in our rotation of guests today. I'd love to hear from you what your thoughts are on the Senate health care bill. Now, it's been talked about a ton over the weekend here, but want to know if you had John Hoeven. So John Hoeven, John Thune, Al Franken, whoever your senator is. In Minnesota, I guess you got Amy Klobuchar and Al Franken. In North Dakota, you've got Heidi Heitkamp, John Hoeven. South Dakota, you got Mike Rounds and John Thune. If you had your senator in your living room and could give them advice on the Senate health care bill that you're seeing, what would you tell them? Do you like what you see? Are you concerned about what you see? Do you think that they're starting to talk about some good changes? Do you hate the whole thing? Would love to know what you think about it. And you can let us know what your thoughts are on that by giving us a call here on what's on your mind. And, Todd, I know I've got the numbers written down here someplace, not seeing them right now. But give us a shout on what the phone numbers are. People can get involved with us on the show this morning, would you please?
1-800-228-0550. 1-800-228-0550. If you're in Bismarck, Mandan, you know, to dial as many digits, 701-258-0550, 258-0550, and of course, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com always works too.
Ah, that's a good way to do it, yes. So get your thoughts in on that. We'd love to hear from you today. There are some people that are saying, hey, this is as good as it's going to get. I heard Hugh Hewitt this morning saying, look, if you're a senator and you're a Republican, vote for the thing. It's as good as you're going to get. And then some people are saying, like Rand Paul says, this is not a conservative health care bill at all. This is Obamacare light. This doesn't do what we said we're going to do. And I want to know, are you disappointed in the president? You know, Donald Trump said, we're going to repeal Obamacare. We're going to get it off the books. But now this is, I mean, he's pulling the strings on this. He's leading the charge on getting this bill through. And he says, you know, we want a kinder bill. We don't want it to be mean. And I'm wondering if anybody is having a little bit of frustration with the president on this one. Because as I take a look at it here and see what we're talking about, there's still subsidies. There's still a lot of things in there that are going to drive up the cost for a lot of other people. And this is going to cost our country money at a time when we're going to hit $20 trillion in debt here within the next, what, probably 2-3 weeks or so. We're you're quickly marching toward that path. So kind of wondering what you think about that. Would be very interested in your thoughts on that. So let us know. Give us a call. Send us an email. Help us out here. Let us know what you think about, giving your opinion on this healthcare bill. We can talk about anything as well. I grew up on a hog and cattle farm in central Minnesota, so those of you who are struggling with the dry weather and having to send the cattle to market early, my heart goes out to you. I know how difficult that is. I remember, there were a few summers growing up when my dad would look out and we hadn't had rain for a while, and you see the tears in his eyes. You work so hard putting that crop in, and it's dust. And you get a little bit of rain, it's not even enough to settle the dust, and you maybe get an inch of rain, and it kind of puts off the inevitable for a while. But let us know what you think about that. Love to hear your comments and your conversations today on What's on Your Mind. We'll be back with more open phone lines for you coming up next on What's on Your Mind. Stay right there.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Lifetime Grays 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Doesn't want jobs and careers for generations of folks where we live. Everybody wants amazing innovations to drive progress. Everybody wants American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations. Well, today, advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers are making that happen. And with the promise of emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. This message brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Learn more, visit energyofnorthdakota.com. Steve Hallstrom sitting in for Scott Hennon today. Todd Mitchell my co-pilot. I am in Fargo today. Todd is in Bismarck. I do a morning news radio program here in Fargo from 6 to 9 a.m. And one of the big talkers that we had today on our show are two things. First of all, how dry it's been. And this is the upper Midwest, so we talk about our weather. It's kind of what we do here. But another item that we talked a little bit about here in our morning show today was about what's going on with the health care bill, the Senate health care bill. And isn't it interesting that whenever the Democrats come up with a bill that the leadership brings out, everybody kind of falls in line and they just, you know, everybody kind of gets where they're supposed to be. And there doesn't ever seem to be a lot of dissension with the Republicans. You can say it's a good or a bad thing. I don't know what it is, but there's a lot of dissension among the ranks. So you've got the leadership that brings out the bill, and then you've got some of the moderate senators saying, yeah, you know what, it caps Medicaid spending a little too much. And then you've got the conservative folks saying, this spends way too much money. And I tend to find myself in that latter category. I still see a lot of subsidies in there. I still see a lot of, you know, increases in spending. And it makes me a little nervous. I'm one of those folks that thinks that we are, you know, going to kill our next generations at some point because we are running up this national debt. I think it's a travesty. And at some point, I think our kids and our grandkids are going to look at us and go, what were you doing? Having all this money just being spent left and right. So I'm a little concerned. I just think there's too much spending in this health care bill. Now, I heard Hugh Hewitt on the radio this morning saying, you know what, it's the best you're going to get. You better go along with it. If you don't get this done, then you've got nothing out there. And I see where he's coming from. But at what point do you dig in your heels and say, you know, no, we're done spending like drunken sailors in this country. We've got to be a little smarter than that.
We have a Republican Congress and a Republican president. What in the world's going on? Why can't we get this done?
Exactly right. The first thing is we got to figure out how we're going to do this, and we need to figure out why Republicans, I think, have so many different ideas on this thing. The Democrats always seem to have one idea, and it's pushing it, you know, a long way. I always say this: when you look at what Obama did during his 8 years, he was very successful according to the criteria he set out. He swung the pendulum so far left. Now a Republican gets in office, and we seem to be scared to even move it back a little bit to the right, let alone getting back to the middle where we started with, if you could say that we were in the middle to begin with. I mean, wouldn't it be nice that on some things we swung the pendulum past middle and back to the right a little bit? It just doesn't seem to be working that way. We seem to be so nervous about making changes and getting, you know, crazy ideas out of the mix, and especially in spending. We're afraid of being what belittled or mocked or complained about or whatever. I just think it takes a little bit of toughness here, and I just don't know that I'm seeing it in this health care bill. Politico.com had a story this morning talking about there are revisions that are still going on, and it's expected that there may be something out even as early as today. The changes to the Senate health care bill will address continuous coverage, which was left out of last week's discussion draft. And the policy is designed to encourage people to buy insurance ahead of an emergency. So you've got that going on. The Congressional Budget Office has not yet scored the bill, and when that happens, you know, we know what generally happens there. It comes out that, you know, it doesn't look good for the Republican force behind the changes, and, you know, the left screams, you know, you're pushing grandma off a cliff or whatever else is going on as well. So you've got, you know, some folks that really like it, some folks that don't like it at all for different reasons. It says in this political story, a number of Republican senators have balked at the initial draft of the bill. Several more moderate members blasted it from the center for its strict future Medicaid spending constraints. Despite the complaints, Republicans are still expecting a vote this week, as Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, wants to reach a conclusion before the July 4th recess. So interested in what you think about that. 701-258-0550, toll-free 1-800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503, or you can email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm also curious about what folks think that voted for President Trump. I did. Not been crazy about the way he's done some things, but on the whole, I stand with his policy decisions, and he's done some good things. But this is Trump's health care bill, too. Anybody here a little frustrated or disappointed with the president? We've got a bill that has, you know, still a lot of spending in it, And we're not just talking about things for, you know, kids age 26, which I think everybody feels like is fairly non-incendiary. I don't think anybody's railing against that. But there's a lot of things in here that I kind of shake my head about at a time when not only are we not doing well financially, we're $20 trillion in debt. We're dead broke in this country, and it feels like we're trying to buy a lake place. That's what I said when the Obamacare came out. I said, how are we going to afford this? Nobody in their right mind could look at that and say it was going to work. And, of course, it didn't. And now those people are saying, well, you know, gosh, if you make these changes, you're going to take care of what all the good things that Obamacare does. Hey, folks, there is no Obamacare. There won't be for very long because it's an unsustainable business model. It just is not going to work. So if you got a comment on that, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Some text coming into the studio here. Richest Americans get a tax cut. Insurance companies get a tax cut. Drug companies get a tax cut. Medicare is cut. The GOP-controlled Congress is a joke. Mitch McConnell's a joke. I think that's all one text message. So that person had a little something to say. Trump says, another text message, Trump says the Democrats are nothing but obstructionists, but how well did Republicans work with Obama? U.S. government, another text message, the U.S. government is an entire joke, and if you think Republicans or Democrats care about you, with a question mark there. So this is a question I want to know. If you had John Hoeven sitting in your living room and you had 30 seconds to tell him what you thought about this bill or the way politics are done, what would you say? Let us know. 701-258-0550, toll-free 1-800-228-0550. Want to know what your thoughts on there. Hey, folks, High Plains Apache is not some other sprayer company. They are the sprayer company others keep talking about. So it's been a windy spring. Surprise, surprise. Drift is always a worry to producers. Apache sprayers have an electronic drift management system allowing you to select your droplet size and keep that through the whole day. It doesn't matter what speed you're traveling. Customers have made it clear they work hard for their money. That's right. Those of you on the farm, you know that, farm and ranch folks. When you spend a dollar on the ranch, you expect to get the most for your time and energy. High Plains Apache respects that. That's why High Plains Apache works hard to earn your business. That's why the Apache sprayer works hard for you. That's why when you get right down to it, the Apache is the businessman sprayer, proven to work as hard as you do with a support team to back it up. 1701 Eastside Court, basically across the road from Bonanza. That is Apache, High Plains Apache. I want to say thanks to those folks. They've been a great sponsor of What's on Your Mind for quite some time now. A text message coming in. It's not a repeal. It's government-run Republican health care. Republicans are in charge and will get all the blame, which apparently they deserve. When we come back, we're going to talk cattle prices, pork prices, poultry prices with Tim Petrie from NDSU. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
How did the Dakota Access protests get as big as they did? That question for Major General Al Dorman of the North Dakota National Guard and Director of the North Dakota Department of Emergency Services on the latest episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
It was amazing as they drove their narrative on social media how that camp could swell in a matter of a day or two from folks just driving in. So I think it was somewhat organic. I'm not sure anybody at the start of this thing saw it getting as big as it did. But these new technologies that we're all going to have to keep an eye on and learn to deal with, that you can very rapidly gather like-minded people together for protests like this. And again, when they have a area of land that they can basically move into and do as they see fit, they have the opportunity to come in and participate in that sort of activity.
That's Major General Al Dorman of the North Dakota National Guard for another of our Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest episodes. Keep listening for more right here.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Back to What's on Your Mind. Steve Hallstrom sitting in for Scott Henin today. And Scotty in Norway with many of our regular listeners of this program. And they're having a ton of fun down there. And they will be back, I believe, later on Friday. So I believe Scotty will be back in the chair here on Monday morning. Good to have you with us. This program brought to you in part by PetraServe USA. Deli Express Mega Sandwiches, just $2.79 each of PetraServe USA. And Nestle Pure Life Water, just $2 for $1. PetraServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, I want to go to the phone line. Seth from Wappen has called in, wants to talk about health care. Good morning, Seth. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing very well. What do you think about this whole thing going on?
Well, so I'm 22, and I've been on my own since I was 18. And I've always paid my own way. I work in ag. And a couple years ago, I got in an accident, and I lost a leg. And so prosthetics aren't cheap, and I've always had to pay for that. And I've got good insurance to work. But, you know, as far as, I don't know, you know, I look at this healthcare stuff and looking at different healthcare plans, and you start doing the math, and even if I didn't have medical expenses, there's no way I'd be able to, you know, you start looking at budget and stuff, and I'm pretty good about my budget. I watch my budget and save money and still going to school and stuff. And I just look at it and it boggles my mind. You start running the math, and even if you were just a normal person like I am, if I wasn't missing a leg, I'd still be between a rock and a hard spot for healthcare. And I don't understand why it's got to be the way it is. I mean, I look at, you know, putting my money in my 401k, and if there was a healthcare plan where you could start putting money, investing it, for your healthcare instead of relying on, I'm drawing a blank on what it's called for when you're a senior citizen.
Medicare.
You know, and you had your own, you're responsible for your own Medicare plan.
Right.
When you turn 18, you could opt for Medicare, or you could go on your own. Once you're on your own, you have to stay on that. And that way you can wean people off.
Seth, appreciate the call. And you make some good points there. Got to let you go because we've got Tim Petrie from NDSU waiting for us, too. I'm a big fan of health savings accounts. Now, you have to be in a high-deductible health plan to get them, so you're going to have a little higher deductible to start with. But what you're talking about is exactly what health savings accounts do. And one of the things that I would like to see is more known across our country about what health savings accounts are, because you put your money in tax-free, it grows tax-free, you take it out tax-free. And along the way, you're investing it. Just like you said, you can be very, very risky in your investments if you want to do that. It's your money. Or you can just put it in a money market account, or you can just sit there and do nothing. But it does give you some of those options. And Seth, we appreciate your call, and glad to hear you're doing well. It sounds like you've had a lot of pretty big things happening so far, and we wish you the best in the days ahead. All right, I want to welcome the conversation this morning, Tim Petrie. And Tim is with North Dakota State University. He is one of their extension livestock marketing economists. And I grew up on a hog and cattle farm in central Minnesota. And whenever I get a chance to sit in for Scott in this show, I know so much of the state of North Dakota is an ag-centric economy. And it is still the biggest thing we do here. You hear a lot about oil, but it's still farming that drives the state's economy. And I've been watching and shaking my head as I read these articles about some ranchers on western North Dakota that are just really being hit hard by the drought. And I said, well, let's get Tim on to talk a little bit about, livestock prices and what we're seeing for, poultry, pork, and beef prices in the store. So Tim's been good enough to take a few minutes with us. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Very good, Steve. How are you?
Doing well, Tim. Good to talk to you again, my friend. Thank you for making a little bit of time for us today. I guess I'll start with the obvious storyline here. There is part of the state, about half the state, is in some kind of a moderate drought right now, as it's defined by the USDA and the Forestry Service. There are pockets, the Missouri River Channel, or in the Bismarck area, north of Bismarck, in extreme drought, and there's a couple other pockets too in far southwestern and northwestern North Dakota. And that's awfully tough. You got a bunch of cattle out, grazing, and you're trying to figure out, what am I going to do when they're just basically chewing on straw? There's not much nutritional value out there in what they have, and I know there's been some disaster declarations, some CRP acres opened up. But tell us a little bit about what this is doing. Is this enough to register a blip on the radar, nationwide with livestock prices, or is this something that's really just affecting, ranchers and farmers on a smaller scale?
Well, it's mainly just affecting us up here in this area. Yeah, the severe drought really goes from center right along the Missouri River, go 100 miles either side, maybe a little more than that, from central Montana down actually into southern South Dakota. But, for us up here, it's devastating on a U.S. scale, though we've got the best grazing conditions that we've had for 20 years. And so this is kind of a small glitch. Less than 10% of the cattle herd in the U.S. is in drought. California was so very, very dry, and the last several years and a couple of years before that, the southern plains. So I guess it's our turn, but it's devastating for us up here because there are no good management strategies for a rancher in drought. They're all bad. We still have to make decisions and make plans, but there are no good decisions to make.
Tim, what are you hearing from folks out in western North Dakota where they're going through this awful situation, and you look up at the sky and you pray for rain, and that cloud that looks like it might have something in it just doesn't? What are you hearing from farmers and ranchers out there right now?
Yeah, absolutely. They're praying for rain, but on the other hand, they have to be realistic and they're making decisions. So we're selling a lot of cow-calf pairs and other cattle that have the highest nutritional needs. A lot of heifers that were saved for replacement, they don't have a calf this year, and so would expect one next year. And so they're being sold as soon as they're through with bulls. They're selling them because, the market is still relatively good. A bull will bring $1 a pound, so $2,000 bull bring $2,000 and turning around and using that for feed or whatever. But obviously during a drought, feed prices go up. Feed prices are relatively low in the U.S., but we're seeing hay prices just escalate up in our area because you can't haul it very far and there's a shortage. And had a tough winter out there too, so they used a lot of hay. So it's devastating for those ranchers facing that.
Is there any nutritional value in the grazing land out there right now? Is there something to be found out there, or is it really just pretty sparse?
Well, it varies too, and some areas did pick up a little rain, but for the most part, yeah, it's diminishing, and we have to reduce herds and have to supplemental feed. And yeah, USDA just opened up CRP for grazing in the D2, D3 drought areas, and so it'll take a little while here for the producers to get into the FSA office and get that all straightened out. So that'll help. There's usually we can't do anything with CRP until August 1st, which is after the nesting season is over. So there's still some possibilities in CRP. The problem is a lot of it isn't fenced or water available. So for the innocent bystander, they'll be able to graze CRP, but it isn't that easy because we need a fence and we need water. And so there are issues there that they're going to have to deal with. So certainly costs are going to be higher and they're going to have to change their management plans. Ironically, we started off this spring very, very well with all that snow and grass greened up early, and we're really looking forward to a good year. And 1 month of no rain and hot temperatures and wind just completely turned that around in 1 month.
So, Tim, dumb question here, but can you bale up something in the CRP acres or harvest
it's only
in some
open,
way?
Yeah, it's only open for grazing now, and if the drought were, typically you can't hay CRP till after August 1st because of the rules of CRP and the nesting season. So wait to be seen, and after August 1st, obviously, the hay quality diminishes. So right now it's a grazing-only thing, and so, you know, they're looking to find hay sources in some cases, well, crop insurance, it would zero out some crops or something that they could maybe still salvage, but that's, you know, a minor deal too. So it's just a devastating situation with no good alternatives.
We're visiting with Tim Petrie. He is with North Dakota State University, one of the extension livestock marketing economists there, joining us here on the What's on Your Mind program here today. So, Tim, let's just talk in general terms now, what we're looking at for, you know, where are we at for livestock prices and how's that affecting what we're seeing in the stores?
Okay, yeah, that's a very good question. Livestock prices, on the most part, are about exactly where they were last year and or a little bit higher. And so consumers are wondering, well, if they are a little bit higher than last year, whatever, what are meat prices? But actually, meat prices in the aggregate are lower than they were last year. This is a leftover from record high livestock prices in 2014, and there's a lag time, and then livestock prices went down, but it took a while for the retail prices to catch up. So we have record meat production in the U.S. now, record chicken and pork production, and we don't have record beef production yet, but it's increasing, and by next year, so we have a lot of meat, and so you'll find, particularly this week, you're going to find a lot of really good specials at the grocery store because of the 4th of July holiday, so in some cases, the store's loss leader that, but in general, meat prices are 5-7% lower than they were last year, although on particular meat cuts that have seasonality, they could be higher. Chicken wings, for instance, or demand for chicken wings is just skyrocketing, and so they're up. But, you know, a lot of the pork products, in particular pork loins and so on, are lower than last year. So for consumers, I'd say look around, look in the ads. There are some really, really good meat ads here around the 4th of July, and be spending less than you did last year.
Okay, and that's not a bad story either. Tim, thank you very much for the insight today. We appreciate you taking some time to join us on What's on Your Mind today.
Okay, my pleasure.
Thank you very much, Tim. That's Tim Petrie from NDSU, one of the Extension Livestock Marketing Economists there, here on What's on Your Mind. Well, friends, if you got into the nursing business at some point along the way, you got into that business because you have a heart for others. You want to grow in your skills and excel in what you do. At the University of Mary, they've got a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They know that you want to reach your full potential, take on leadership roles, increase your earnings, and the key to that is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a big increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. At the University of Mary, they offer a Master of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000. That's a great value. Other programs similar to that elsewhere can run $8,000 higher. Earning your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary is a smart choice because caring for others, well, that's what you do, and they want to care for you as you do what you do. Classes begin every 5 weeks. Go to umary.edu/MSN today to apply. umary.edu/MSN today to apply. All right, when we come back on the program, got a little bit of time left for you to get in your comments. Did you hear something that Tim Petrie talked about there that you want to comment on? Or is there something you want to talk about with the health care bill? I'll give you a couple other updates. There's some other interesting national news. Big Supreme Court possibilities today as well. That's next on What's on Your Mind. Stay right there.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Why not fill up at a pump you own? That's what you do every time you pull up to PetroServe USA. 100% American-made fuels and customer-owned by people just like you. Superb customer service, clean, bright stores. The next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, or a car wash, choose PetroServe USA. Get that 4-for-4 deal, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and two of the best cookies on earth, four items, $4 all day, every day. Plus, all month long at PetroServe USA, stock up on Nestle Pure Life Water, 2 for $1. Jack Link's 2-ounce beef sticks, $1.89. Perrier Sparkling Water, 99 cents each. Red Bull 12-ounce cans, 2 for $5. Nestea 23-ounce bottles, only 89 cents each. And the Deli Express Mega Sandwiches are $2.79. Pringles Super Stacks, $1.39. And Albany's Gummies, the best, just $1.29. Helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields at PetroServe USA.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Chuck Claremont, NDSC Executive Director, explaining the training opportunities that will be available at the new NDSC Safety Campus in Bismarck.
Ultimately, it's not just an office building. We have 5,000 square feet that we call our training lab. It's going to make hands-on training accessible for safety training and training such as the confined space training, the fall protection training, the scaffolding training, trenching and excavating. We're actually going to have a training tower designed and supported by Roca Rescue. We're going to have all kinds of other training props available, hopefully electrical trailer, scaffolding assemblies, things like that, where people can year-round be able to do safety training, not just in classroom, but actually the hands-on.
Learn more about the NDSC's new hands-on safety training campus at www.ndsc.org/safetycampus.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Steve Hallstrom, Todd Mitchell here with you till 11 o'clock today. I guess depending on your time zone, 11 o'clock Central. And I was just going to go through a couple things happening in D.C. today that you might want to pay attention to. And one of them, a big update, came just a couple minutes ago. The Supreme Court, this just in from the Associated Press, is letting the Trump administration enforce its 90-day ban on travelers from 6 mostly Muslim countries, overturning lower court orders that blocked it. The action is a victory for President Trump and the biggest legal controversy of his young presidency. Trump said last week that the ban would take effect 72 hours being cleared by the courts. The justices will hear arguments in the case in the fall. So for now, President Trump's travel ban stands. So that just coming out just a few minutes ago. In fact, I was tooling around on some of the news sites, Fox News, CNN, Washington Times, Washington Examiner, and none of them have articles on this yet. So this is hot off the presses. Very interesting stuff here. And I'm wondering what you think about this. Numbers on the program here, 1-800-228-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Locally, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503, or you can email studio at What's On Your Mind Radio. Glad to have you with us. Four stations statewide. It is the most listened to radio show in North Dakota and other parts as well, western Minnesota, northern South Dakota, a lot of places like that. And you can hear it on AM 1100 The Flag, WZFG in Fargo, AM 550 KFYR in Bismarck, AM 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, and AM 1090 KTGO in Tioga. The other big item going on nationally this morning is that there could be some Supreme Court interesting developments today. Before taking their long summer break, the Supreme Court justices are poised to act on the Trump administration's travel ban and a separation of church and state involving a Missouri church playground. But something could overshadow rulings in those high-profile cases if Justice Anthony Kennedy were to use the court's last public session to announce his retirement today. Now, he hasn't said anything publicly that he's going to step down this year, but he's kind of hinted that, you know, he's been doing it for a while. He turns 81 next month. He's been on the court for 30 years. And some of his associates and colleagues say he just kind of sounds like he's about ready to take a step down. That would be interesting because after Trump gets Neil Gorsuch in, he would have another opportunity to appoint a conservative judge to the court a little earlier than expected. So that could be coming here potentially today as well. So a couple of big court cases. And as we just mentioned to you, the first ruling is in. The Supreme Court is letting stand the Trump administration 90-day ban on travelers from six mostly Muslim countries. I laugh whenever I hear people say this is a Muslim ban. Well, there's, you know, a couple of dozen countries that are predominantly Muslim in their faith fabric, if you will, and those countries are not affected. I've been on the record for a long time saying, you know, I'm sorry, but I don't care where refugees come from. Until we can get the security process right, doesn't matter if you're coming from wherever, not certain places. We've got to get this process shored up first. Then we can talk about, you know, reestablishing the refugee process, because it's a noble thing for us to help if we can, but good grief. You know, like I say sometimes, you know, I have love for all people, but if somebody's staggering around drunk in the street with a handgun, I'm not inviting him in to sit at my family supper table. You just have a little common sense here along the way as well. Now, some of the things that are happening in places that are affected by civil unrest are awful, and your heart goes out, but you can't jeopardize the security of your country to do that. To allow folks to come in. It's just common sense. I don't think that's a Democrat or a Republican idea. I think that's just common sense. So again, the big news this morning, Supreme Court is letting the Trump administration enforce its 90-day ban on travelers from six mostly Muslim countries, overturning lower court orders that blocked it. It's a victory, big victory for President Trump. If you would have lost in the Supreme Court, which a lot of people remember when he got shot down the second time, I think it was by appeals court, people are like, just stop embarrassing yourself. Stop going after this. Well, it turns out he did the right thing. So he said last week the ban would take effect 72 hours from being cleared by the courts. The justices will hear arguments in the case in the fall. So very interesting stuff there. Coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, in the central time zone anyway, 11 mountain time hour of the program today, we'll be joined by a number of folks from North Dakota Safety Council. And also their account partner, Sanford Occupational Medicine, Dr. Joel Blanch will be with us, along with Serena Schmidt, NDSC's marketing manager. And we're going to be talking to them about some summertime health and safety tips, things that you might want to remember to you know, keep yourself going well here this summer. It's just good to hear some of those things that you don't always think about. So always good to, you know, have those reminders coming our way during the summertime. Our phone numbers here are 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, locally 701-258-0550. Are you surprised that the Supreme Court held up the travel ban? Let us know what you think about that, and we'll be glad to hear your comments on those any of those questions here on the program today. Checking market activity here. And trading day has been going for about an hour and a half or so. Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 103 points. The Dow's been remarkably consistent. I think it opened at 102 and it's at 103 right now. So not much movement there. S&P 500 at 2441, up 3 points. And then the NASDAQ is down 7 at 6257. Checking oil trades this morning. WTI crude oil price at 42.67. So oil taking another tumble this morning. It was up in the low 43s for a while, but now we've lost about 70 cents in the span of, when did we check this first here? About half an hour ago. Hour number two of the program coming up next.
Important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Kildare, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Kildare, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.